You're listening to continuing live coverage of breaking news.
WIBC News Time is 9:19. I'm Steve Simpson. Once again, our breaking story that is just now, we're getting more information. There has been a partial stage collapse at the Indiana State Fair. This ahead of those gusty winds that came before the rain. We had a concert going on out there, a Sugarland concert. Sarah Bareilles was apparently finished with her set. As we understand it, Sugarland was going to take the stage. They were not on stage. In fact, our operations manager, general manager, Charlie Morgan, was there. And joins us now on the phone. Charlie, good evening. Can you tell us what you're seeing? What has happened?
Here's what I can tell you. We saw the stage collapse. I am now inside the Blue Ribbon Pavilion, which is where they ushered people quickly out of the grandstands for safety. Unfortunately, though, before that could happen, and literally 2 minutes after our operations manager, Bob Richard, had just gone on stage to make a preliminary weather warning announcement, a huge gust of wind came from the west to the east, right across the track on the main stage area, and the entire rigging came down onto the stage, and it appears from where I was standing also onto people standing on the track. I have no way at this time to give you any report on conditions, but I do know at the time that roof came down, there were lighting operators up in the high level of that rigging, and it was loaded with sound equipment, light equipment, and props. It was a very elaborate set that was under that canopy on that rigging, about two stories in the air above the main stage at the Indiana State Fair.
So you're talking about the rigging that was over the stage, which would include all of the lighting and all of the whatever special effects there are, anything along those lines then?
That's correct. It's really supported by, four steel posts at each corner of that concrete stage. And that's the piece that came down. It literally went, what appeared almost in slow motion from west to east, left to right, leaning a little bit forward, unfortunately, towards the track as it finally came down. Immediately at that point, the grandstands emptied in a relatively orderly manner, as had been instructed by State Fair officials and our operations manager, and virtually everyone, and it appeared to be a very large crowd. I would estimate north of 14,000 people in the grandstands and on the track. And those people are now milling about in the Blue Ribbon Pavilion and the Coliseum for safety. I am unable at this point to see anything that may or may not be going on around the stage area, but it was a significant accident.
Now, just so we can, because I'm sure there are folks listening who have friends, relatives, whoever there, it sounds to me, as what you're saying, Charlie, is that this came down on the stage itself. So if you were sitting as in the grandstand, that's not where we're talking about here. To whatever extent there were injuries, it was down closer to the stage. Is that fair?
That's absolutely correct. The grandstand itself was not at risk and has been emptied, and that's, as you know, where the vast majority of patrons at a concert at the Indiana State Fair view it from. Unfortunately, the arrangement for this show in particular had what, I suppose they call in some concerts a mosh pit, a standing area directly in front of the stage, and it was packed at the time. That's the area that I would feel I have concern about. But again, that's essentially, I don't want to say non-ticketed, but it is, there's no way to know rows or assignments of location. It's sort of a general admission area up front, generally packed pretty tightly at the time of this. Now, like I said, it probably took several seconds for this structure to completely come down and onto that area. So maybe a number of people were able to push back from it. I fear that there were some who at least were caught underneath it. Again, what condition they may be in and how many, there's no way for me to tell you that right now.
Again, we're talking with Charlie Morgan at the Indiana State Fair here in our live continuing coverage on 93 WIBC. I'm Steve Simpson. What we can tell you, Charlie, is that the reports going into the Indianapolis Fire Department, they're referring to this as multiple injuries. And again, what that exactly means, as you say, we don't know. We don't know the extent of those injuries, and we won't even try to speculate at this point. But we will say that the Indianapolis Fire Department is reporting this as a mass casualty incident, which would bring out all of the proper gear necessary for that type of a situation.